We're talking with Nancy Wallace, and we're talking about her dream, the School of Now. Sounds exciting, Nancy, and really something that's needed. Where will this be located again?
See, the School of Now is between Las Lunas and Belen, New Mexico, on a road called Manzano Express, which isn't really an express for what we know it, but it's all open space. There's nothing built in the space that I have, and nothing built in the whole unit, which is probably 600 acres of nothing being built there, except it's going to have my school there. So it's really, really fascinating, and I'm excited.
You know, when we talk about remote viewing, a lot of people are interested in that. You said you took some classes. How do you do that? I mean, people are interested in how to learn how to do remote viewing.
Dr. Wayne Carr, who lives in the state of Washington, I believe, or Oregon, he may have moved, is the one I took one of my classes with. The other person was Prudence, who does not live in the United States anymore. She now lives in Europe. But Dr. Wayne Carr has a remote, I think it's called the Remote Viewing Institute or Institute of Remote Viewing. And he was also very, very good. You know, I had talked to Lynn, and I said, man, Lynn, I'd like to have some classes with you. And he goes, well, you know, down the road someplace, Nancy. You know, so, but, you know, remote viewing, it's really fun. And the information is amazing because you sit there and you go, well, how did I know that? And like I said, it's like you already know it. And it just happens to come out as long as you don't think. It's when you start to think and make it logical that it doesn't work. And you won't get the correct information. And what I learned is that if there's a group of you doing it, you actually get more information because everybody is going to see it at a different angle, a different level, or different feelings or whatever. When I do it, I don't draw very well, but I get all of the feelings. So I could describe the emotions, the feelings, you know, the senses and the whole bit. I'm very good at that. I mean, I draw the pictures.
I don't know if Lynn Buchanan still gives lessons in remote viewing or not. He might. Probably does. How about, well, he lives in New Mexico. You live in New Mexico. Anybody you could recommend in New Mexico to teach you remote viewing?
I could steer them to it. You know, when after I had taken my classes and stuff when I was in Illinois, we would always meet and continue to practice because the more you practice, the better it works. But, I mean, I can steer them to, you know, like Dr. Wayne Carr. They can actually look them up on the Internet, too, you know. And I don't know if Lynn is giving out classes because I know with his new company, what he does is put together a database for the different strengths that people have.
Yeah, I know several people who have worked with Lynn Buchanan. You know, probably the best advice we could give is if you're interested in remote viewing, go to your conference and meet Lynn Buchanan.
Yeah, I think that would be very interesting. And if people are interested and they can't make it to the conference for any reason, you know, there will be DVDs sold much later than the conference because we'd really like people to come in person. It makes a big difference when they're there in person or whether they watch a DVD. So later there will be DVDs sold, but not right away. But if they're interested in remote viewing, this would be a time to come into New Mexico and really listen to what Lynn has to say because he is a very, very interesting person.
This would be a good time for you to go ahead and give the information on how they can come to the conference, how they can register.
Okay, all they have to do is go to wakeupnowconference.com. And the very first thing that's going to come up is Wake Up Now Conference. You know, Wake Up Now Conference, who are you? So if you just click on that, it'll take you right into the website, and they can see the schedule, they can see the hotel, they can learn a little bit about each of the people that are going to be there, they'll learn a little bit about the school and what I'm really trying to do. And so it's all right there on the website. If they want more information about the School of Now, if they go to schoolofnow.org, it will take them into my website for that, and it's got a lot of really, you know, pretty cool videos on there for these children that are very, very good, but yet they're deemed to be ADD, ADHD, or some other problem going on with them.
Nancy, I want to know more about the School of Now.
The school is designed to accommodate 500 students, K through high school, because it is a live-in school and a day school both, of children that have been labeled with ADD, ADHD, problem children, children that do not fit into the bell curve, the intuitive children, and the children that are bored with this old teaching that they've been made to force to learn, which really isn't what they need. because they're very far advanced, all of these children. So it's K through high school, and like I said, it's 500 students, and the teaching is very different. It's not the teaching where you come in because you're at a certain age. It's not it. Each child is individual, and when they come to the school, the entire family will have a numerology chart done, an astrology chart done on each and every person that's in the family, and then a consultation with me so that we can actually see who that child is and know where we can help him the best by putting him into other classrooms with children like themselves. But there will be no more than 12 to 15 students per class. And the classes will be taught at 20, 25-minute increments with a 10-minute break in between each increment, because children, they can't sit for an hour listening to the same old stuff and actually be, you know, learn a lot. So they're too advanced for that. It's going to be very much hands-on teaching. In other words, most people don't realize that in order to work on a car, you have to know math, science, and English. So, you know, the normal teachings will all be taught. They will learn everything they need to learn, but in a much different way that they can enjoy it and have fun with it, because children learn much better when they're having fun. So they also have organic gardens, you know, and it's just a total different concept. There'll be horses that come to the school so children can work with the horses. And the really big thing that's real important is that once a month there will be a specialized instructor that comes to the school for a week, and they could teach like remote viewing, they could teach astrology, numerology, whatever it is. The entire school is going to learn it and sit there in that, you know, for that teaching. And when that instructor leaves, the entire school will continue to work with it for that whole month until the next one comes in. So that way, it gives kids all kinds of different, you know, incentives to find out really what they're drawn to. They're not told you're going to do this, you're going to do that. It's what they're drawn to. And as far as the ADD, ADHD children, there are a lot of children that have been put on these drugs for no reason at all because they are so far advanced that they're bored. But when they're bored, they're called not being able to focus. And so the first thing people want to do is put them on a drug. I'll give you a perfect example why I started this originally, other than the guidance that I got. I have a granddaughter, and when she was 2.5, 3 years old, she was in a Montessori school, and my daughter was an instructor there. And my daughter kept acting kind of funny, and finally I said to her, I said, Tracy, what's the matter? What's going on? She said, well, Mom, they think there's something wrong with Taylor. I said, really? What might that be? They said, well, they think that she's got a chemical imbalance because she can't focus. I said, excuse me? She has a chemical imbalance because she can't focus. Is that what you said? She said, yeah. I said, and they think that she needs to be put on some kind of medication. I said, okay, Tracy, when you go back to work tomorrow and you have Taylor with you and they start talking about how this little 2.5, 3-year-old girl cannot focus, you ask them this question. Why is it at that age, 2.5 to 3 years old, she can watch a full-length video movie one time? And it doesn't matter how far apart she sees this video movie, but when she sees it again, she knows every single word by every single character that's being said exactly when it's to be said, and she does it while she's playing on the computer. Now you ask them, if she can't focus, how is she capable of doing that? But they couldn't answer that question. So I started doing my research with some of the people that I was counseling, because I counseled principals, teachers, everybody. So I asked them, I said, you know, what's going on in the schools today? And this one person was a principal, and she said, you know, I just retired. And I said, well, aren't you kind of young to retire? She said, yeah, but Nancy, I can't take it. And I go, what do you mean? What's happening? She said, you know, when I started at this school 5 years ago, and it was in Chicago, she said, we had one nurse to pass out the medicine. She said, and in that 5 years, we had to hire 5 more to 6 more nurses to pass out all the Ritalin that they're giving these kids today. And I said, what? She said, yeah, and I just couldn't take it. So that was part of an incentive to help these children, because I truly do not believe that these children need to be on those drugs. I think there's, you know, that if that's the case, that should be the very last scenario, not the first. And they should work on everything else before that drug starts to happen. So that also prompted the School of Now to be born. So, you know, it's pretty important that people understand that there are many, many children that are being drugged uselessly because the pharmaceutical companies just want to keep making a lot of money. And they don't know what really is going to happen to these children's brains as they get older. In fact, I was really angry because I had found out that they are experimenting with Ritalin and drugs like that on 2- and 3-year-olds. So I kind of went ballistic.
Nancy, I applaud you for your efforts with the school now. It sounds like a worthwhile adventure in education. Let's talk about UFOs for a minute. After all, this is a UFO show. Had any UFO sightings or experiences? Nancy, come clean.
Yes, actually I have. It's really funny.
I just had a hunch you might have.
Well, especially since I came down here to New Mexico. My house that I live in is the last house to 10 miles of openness to the mountains. So between my house and the mountains, there's nothing. And I'm up very, very late at night because I play cards with my mom to keep her mind going. So I sometimes go to bed at 2:30 in the morning and get back up at 7. But I always look out my bedroom window, which faces due east to the mountains. And my first time when I was just kind of checking things out, it was probably about, I don't know, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. And I noticed this huge, huge bright light just above the mountain. That wasn't moving. And I watched that light for probably 15, 20 minutes, and it didn't move. I thought, now that's kind of weird, because during the daylight, there's not a light out there anyplace. So I watched it, and then all of a sudden it shot off red lasers and then just disappeared, like gone. And I thought, ah, man, what was that? Come back here, you know? Let me see this again. You know, so that was one of them. And then I was sitting talking to somebody on the phone, and the whole south side of the house I have is all windows. So I'm looking up at the sky, and all of a sudden this white circular object goes streaking across the window view. It took probably 15 to 17 seconds to be totally out of view. And I'm going, man, that was cool, you know. And I thought I just saw a UFO, and the person on the other side of the phone goes, what did you say? And I said, oh, no, I was just kind of daydreaming. But that happened. And then one night I was sitting in my office doing some Skype consultations, and my mom comes in and says, hey, Nancy, come and look at these lights. They're kind of different. So I left my office to walk into the kitchen where she saw them, and they weren't there. So I then went back and looked out the dining room window, and there was this huge circular object with white lights underneath it blinking all the way around, like in a circular motion. No noise, no anything, just kind of drifting. It's like gliding very slowly across the land. So I call my daughter, who lives just within walking distance, and I said, hey, Tracy, look out your front door and tell me what you see. And she goes over there, she goes, oh, looks like we have some visitors here. And I said, yeah, isn't that cool? She said, yeah. So then I call her neighbor, which is right across the street from her, which is a friend of mine from Chicago who moved here. And I said, hey, Denise, go out and look out your back door and tell me what you see. And she had company from, you know, a lady that's down here in New Mexico. And so they go on, she goes, oh, I see what you're seeing. And I hear the lady say, oh, we call those blinkers. They come here a lot. You know? So I've had those kind of experiences. But there's different feelings that have happened to me since I've been down here. The man who runs the dowsing meetings, he has a crystal skull that sat with Max. And I'm always interested in everything, and I'll try just about everything. So he had mentioned it, and I said, really, you have a crystal skull? He goes, yeah, would you like to see it sometime? And I said, well, sure. So I went over to his house to see this crystal skull. But he also has a healing bed that he invented. And kind of caught my eye because it looks like a labyrinth when you look at it. And I said, well, Gary, what's that? He goes, well, it's a healing bed I invented. I said, well, is it portable? And he said, no, it weighs about 300 pounds. I go, well, what's in there to weigh 300 pounds? He goes, well, it has a lot of programmed crystals in it, it has plutonium in it, and it has a lot of natural sea salt water. So that was interesting. But when he handed me the skull and I turned it toward me, the energy from the skull totally filled my body. It was like I was in an airplane getting ready to land, my nose plugged up, my ears plugged up, and this energy surged through me. It was really kind of neat. And so I held it for probably, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 minutes. He goes, he's just kind of scanning you to make sure you're okay. And I said, oh, all right. So then I turned the skull back around and handed it to him. And when I did, all of that energy then left again. And I was like, oh, man, that was cool. And so I said, Gary, I'd like to, you know, try your healing bed sometime. I said, maybe we'll do a barter. You know, I'll talk and you know, give you a consultation. He goes, yeah, that would be great, Nancy. Why don't you come back next week? So I went home. And then within probably about 24 hours after I held that skull, my gallbladder decided that it needed to clean itself. So it kind of went into me, the energy from the skull, and cleaned out my body, which is great. And then the next week I went and I laid on the bed. And after I got done laying on the bed, within a few days after that, I was, you know, at home with, you know, my mom, my daughter, and myself. We all moved into one house to begin with. And like I said, my mom and I play cards, so we were going to play cards. But this energy kept just filled the house. I mean, it felt like I was walking through knee-deep quicksand. And I lost 2 hours worth of time. And it was just strange. And my mom's cat felt it, too, because she kind of went down on the floor like she was, like, paralyzed. And when I went to pick her up, it was like picking up a limp rag down. I said, Mom, she just has an upset stomach. But I had all of this energy in our house. And I just kept saying, if you're not here for our highest good, I really demand you leave. But it didn't leave. And so I really had the most peaceful night of sleep ever. But I had lost 2 hours because that was at 10:30. And when we went to play cards, it was already 12:30 at night, mm-hmm. which was very strange. Yep. And then the next day, it was even stranger because it was like everything inside of me had done another shift. I mean, I like to drink cherry Coke and cherry Pepsi, so I filled a glass full of iced cherry Coke, took one sip out of it, and literally spit it in the sink because it tasted like mildew. So I dumped out the whole brand new bottle thinking maybe it's just the bottle. So I opened a bottle of cherry Pepsi, and the same thing happened. So from that time all the way through now, I can't drink pop like that anymore. The only pop I can drink is root beer, which doesn't make any sense. But all the rest of them, whether it's Sprite, 7-Up, whatever, Sierra Mist, Coke, Cherry Pepsi, it all tastes like mildew. And my sense is totally heightened because somebody will walk past me wearing a perfume or a cologne, and all I could smell is the chemicals. Could not even tell you what it smelled like. Yeah, it was like really ick. Or if somebody was smoking a cigarette, I could literally smell the formaldehyde from that cigarette in their body. So wow. Those kind of things have happened to me. It's just strange. And the food, the taste of food is totally different. Like eggs don't taste like eggs. So the only thing that really tastes the same that didn't change is vegetables, you know, which I love. And I'm a water drinker, so I drink a lot of water. But those kind of weird things have happened since I've been down here.
Nancy, you're an interesting woman indeed, and they can meet you in person at the Wake Up Now conference the second year in Albuquerque. Why don't you go ahead and do the commercial? Tell us about the conference one more time.
It's called Wake Up Now Conference 2, Who Are You? It is August 10th through the 12th at the Marriott, the Albuquerque Marriott at 2101 Louisiana Boulevard in Albuquerque, and it starts Friday, August 10th at 6 p.m. and ends Sunday, August 12th, right around 6 p.m. And the website is wakeupnowconference.com. You can order your tickets there. You can see who all the speakers are with the time schedules, and you can get a little bit of history about what it's all about and what it's for.
And you and me will be kicking off the conference on Friday evening.
Yes, we are going to kick it off big time, and I'm so thrilled that you're going to be there with us.
Okay. Thanks very much, Nancy, and we'll see you in Albuquerque August 10th.
Thank you, too, Jerry. You take
and
care.
People, check out all of the links here on this page. Find out what a great conference this is. You'll be missing something if you don't attend. I'm Jerry Pippin. Thanks for listening. Until next time, cheers.